Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. Hello and welcome. Welcome to another Lunch with Lisa. I am Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. It's a book I wrote when I healed myself from cancer without using the medical model. And when I first started down my self-healing journey, as soon as I realized that, you know, I was not going to go with the medical model, I thought, all right, you know, now I have to learn how to heal myself. So the first thing I did was I started to look at the food that I'm eating, because we hear so many things about, you know, diets for cancer, for healing, that, you know, it's all about the food. And it took me about 2 seconds to realize that that was not going to be my answer. That I realized that the healing was not in the food. The healing was in me. It wasn't going to come from the food, because I realized that the food hadn't caused the problem, so the food couldn't answer the problem. You know, I know there are a lot of stories out there about, you know, diets and, you know, eat these things or eat this for your blood type or eat this if you're this tall. If you're a woman, eat this. And if you're a man, eat this. And, you know, if you don't know who you are, then don't eat anything. You know, whatever they're telling everybody these days. You know, from a purely biological standpoint, when we learn Germanic healing knowledge and we learn about the 5 biological laws and how our bodies actually function, we start to learn that the things that we eat are not the things that will heal us or not. So, you know, food is a very, very, you know, controversial subject these days, because when we look at what's being passed off as food, there's nothing living in that food. We're as humans, we're designed to eat things that are filled with living life force energy. The water we drink in the original divine design of this earth, it was designed as the Garden of Eden. This incredible paradise with beautiful, pure, living water, with plants that grow right up out of the ground. Food comes right up out of the ground. It grows on trees. All of this is alive. The things that nourish us are living organisms, fruits, nuts, berries, mushrooms, herbs, vegetables, everything has living life force energy. The food is alive. That's the original divine design. Now, fast forward 1 million or 2 years, or a billion or 2 years, whatever it's been, since the fall of consciousness, since we have fallen away from the Garden of Eden and moved into whatever this is that we've got going on now, we look at what's being passed off as food, and it comes in a box. So you go to the grocery store and you pick up any item off the shelf that is being sold as food, and you look at those ingredients, the majority of which you can't even pronounce. You have no idea what even they are. Okay, this is our first clue that that is not actually food. Okay, chemicals are not food. Okay, synthetic chemicals, petroleum products are not food, but they're being passed off as food. All kinds of chemicals, all kinds of engineered things are being passed off as food. And we're encouraged to eat these foods. But these foods, and I use the air quotes, are not actually food. They don't have any living life force energy in them. If it doesn't have living life force energy, then it's taking our living life force energy. So think of it this way. When we're out in nature, when we're living according to the divine design, we're designed to eat the apple from the tree, the mushroom from the ground, the nut from the tree. Like, what? These are foods that are filled with living life force energy. They have been growing in the sun. They've been absorbing the rays from the sun. They've been absorbing the light codes. They're absorbing information from the divine, from the universe. So these foods are filled with life, and they are designed to give life to us. So when we eat these foods that are organic, that are untainted by chemicals and poisons, real, true, original design food is designed to give us life. Life adding to life. And our bodies can easily extract the living life force energy from these foods. And these foods taste fabulous, and they make us feel good. But now, we're not eating the same foods. We're eating foods that have been radiated, which kills the living life force energy. We're eating foods that have been sprayed by poisons. Poisons kind of take away living life force energy, right? If you drink poison, it kills you, like it takes away your living life force energy. So poison is designed to take away living life force energy. Okay, chemicals, petroleum products, synthetic things that have no living life force energy in them, they then, when we ingest things that do not have living life force energy, it takes our living life force energy to process these foods. So we're eating things that are not adding life, and then they're literally taking our energy. So we think that we're eating, that we're nourishing ourselves. But for the most part, there is literally no nourishment in the foods that we eat. Eating organic is extremely important. Okay, but we go to the grocery store and there's this little section of organic foods to choose from. And then all the rest of the produce. What is it if it's not organic? It means that it's most likely been engineered. So broccoli, kale, apples, name asparagus, name your favorite vegetable or fruit. Okay. The one that's designed by God is designed to perfection. Now you take something that was designed to perfection by God, and now you got mankind screwing around with it, engineering it to improve it. Okay, can we see the disconnect here? You cannot improve upon perfection. It's literally impossible to improve upon perfection. How are you going to improve God's design? Like, by creating something in a lab. It's not going to happen. So, you know, I get asked this question about food a lot. And people think that they need to eat a specific diet to heal their bodies. Well, no, and yes. Like, it's not about being vegetarian or vegan or keto or, you know, whatever the trends are these days. Eating for your blood type. These are not the issues. The issue is, are you actually eating real food? Are you eating food that is giving life to your body? Or are you eating food that is stealing life force energy from your body? 90% plus of the foods in the grocery store are designed to take your living life force energy. Not only are they designed to take your living life force energy, they're just designed to take your money, which is another form of energy. And they leave us feeling depleted. They leave us feeling unhappy. Most of the foods are filled with fillers. Sugars. The sugar gives us a rush and then it depletes. These are all things that are sugar in itself is not a bad thing, but we're not designed to eat tons of it all the time. We're not designed to eat it every day, but it's in everything. And so look at what it is you're eating. Fast food. They should have food in quotes. Right? Fast food-like substances. Yes, it may be convenient in the moment, but in the long run, it's going to completely drain your living life force energy, and you're going to start feeling worse and worse and worse and worse. So it doesn't really matter what combinations of foods you're eating. Biologically, your body doesn't, it doesn't matter. And I'm sure I hear a lot of people out there going, oh my God, you're crazy, lady. Learn the five biological laws. Learn how your body actually functions. Learn about the biology, because doctors have never been taught this. So they can't tell you this. Nutritionists have never been taught the biological laws. They can't tell you this. I can tell you this, but you won't believe me unless you actually know it for yourself. But look at what's on the label. If you can't pronounce half the stuff, if you don't know what these ingredients are, if you don't know what it is, don't eat it. It's kind of a just a general rule of thumb. We're designed to eat the food that grows for free on this planet. And we're designed to eat it without any chemicals added. No poisons added. Right? Your body, it's a testament to these bodies how much poison they have taken. Our living waters have been poisoned by pollution, chemicals. So most of the water on the planet that people are drinking, there is no life in the water left. Most of the water is just filled with chemicals. So instead of life-giving waters, now it's life-depleting waters. Air has been polluted beyond most recognition. By smokestacks, by cars, by things flying overhead, leaving long trails in the sky of pollutants. It's virtually impossible to be free of pollutants on this planet at this point, because we have polluted the planet. The entire thing has become polluted. And our food supply is horrifically compromised. So when people ask me about food, are you eating actual food that's giving your body life? Or are you just eating the stuff that they sell at the store? It's really important to start recognizing the amount of poisoning our minds, poisoning our bodies, poisoning the planet, the amount of poisoning that's happening from all directions is quite mind-boggling, which is why people have a really hard time thinking these days. Our minds have been sufficiently boggled. It's time to unboggle our own minds. It's time for all of us to wake up and see what's actually happening here, so we can make better choices for ourselves. So we don't just follow the programming. We don't just grab and go foods that are not actually foods, that are not adding to our life. When you're healing, there are two phases of the healing process. And the only time that food is really, really important to know about in the healing process is when you're in the second phase of the healing process and your body needs protein. That's when you need to make sure that you understand that, hey, my body is calling out for more protein. That's when you need to pay attention to what combinations of food you're using. But most people still have no idea, because still the biological laws are not being dispersed to the general public. You have to actually go and dig to find out about German New Medicine, or Germanic healing knowledge, as it's called, or just the five biological laws. Because there's a small but powerful group of people who do not want the general public to know how to heal their own bodies, or that their body has the ability to heal itself. No, that can't happen. You have to have pills for that. Okay, so when it comes to diet, okay, the first three letter, D-I-E. Okay, this is a clue. Spelling, casting spells with words. It's very important to pay attention to the words that are used. Pay attention to the spelling. It gives away some truth. Diet. Okay. What a natural diet is eating the things that grow organically from the earth. It's not about eating chemicals. It's not about eating poisons. It's not eating about filling our bodies with sugar and garbage that does not have any living life force energy. So your body doesn't care what you eat, as long as you are eating real food that actually adds life. So when it comes to your diet, are you eating real food? Are you eating foods that are filled with living, life-giving energy? Or are you eating things that are eating your energy? I hope this was helpful. My name is Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. If you would like to change the way you think about healing your body, this is a good place to start. There's a lot more, but it's a good spot to start. All right. Thanks so much for watching today. Hope this was helpful. Until next time, create for yourselves a great day, because you can. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com and get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, Soul Sourced Healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.